57% of Americans believe in ghosts, and many think there's paranormal activity in their homes. Half of Americans swear they've previously encountered a ghost from the great beyond, leading many to believe their homes are, in fact, haunted. A recent survey of 2,000 people aged 21 and over found that 63% of respondents believe in the paranormal in some form. People shared that the unexplained beings they believe are ghosts, 57%, visitors from other planets, 39%, and Bigfoot, 27%. Oddly enough, on that spectrum, more men believe in UFOs than they believe in ghosts. A third of the respondents, 35%, even said they felt an unexplained presence in their homes, prompting them to worry that they're being haunted by the paranormal. Respondents recalled specific encounters in their haunted homes, including feeling the presence of residents appearing and suddenly disappearing, hearing doors that would randomly open and close, or seeing flickering lights and shadows with no obvious source. Commissioned by Phantom Wines and conducted by One Poll, the study revealed that though 23% don't believe in the paranormal at all, they also don't want to provoke anything that could prove their skepticism wrong. Overall, 44% reported having a personal experience with the paranormal. 2 in 3, 63%, also believe that life exists on other planets somewhere in the universe. And 55% believe full moons can make people behave in strange and different ways. Data further showed that people's beliefs in the paranormal go beyond just ghosts and aliens. 56% believe some people can see and predict the future, while 51% said some could even read minds. More than a quarter, 29%, have sought the guidance of psychic readings, and some respondents said they learned how loved ones would die, where long-lost family members are now, and the details of their future children through psychics. Although many Americans have experienced unexplained paranormal beings, others prefer watching them on their TV screens. More than half, 56%, love watching scary movies on Halloween, and 45% like to incorporate alcoholic beverages in their spooky celebrations. Hi, this is Neil Parks, your host for Paranormally Speaking. This week's episode, I'll be discussing ghosts, spirits, entities of all shapes, sizes, and variations, different times of the year. It's not just all Halloween, people. This is something that affects all four seasons and affects a large percentage of people around the world, not just America, but the huge globe known as Earth that we live on. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please hold for a very important message from one of my sponsors. Ghosts, aliens, UFOs, Bigfoot, parallel universes, angels and demons, time travel, cryptozoology, and so much more within the realm of the unexplained, the strange, and the out of this world. I'm your host, Neil Parks, award-winning author, screenwriter, researcher, and paranormal professional. Join me every week as I tackle hot-button topics within the paranormal realm. I'll share personal accounts, my research, and secondhand evidence. I will read excerpts and stories from my books and discuss my upcoming projects in the literary world. Documentaries, both on TV and the big screen, plus my independent film projects. Paranormally Speaking is both thought-provoking and entertaining. New episodes drop every Thursday. Tune in to Paranormally Speaking and prepare to be enlightened. Elemental spirits. Elementals and elemental kingdom contain such creatures often considered to be mythical, such as fairies, goblins, gnomes, elves, leprechauns, tree people, brownies, undines, mermaids, imps, and sylphs. They are known as elementals because they are made up of the ethers and are ethereal and therefore invisible to most of us. The task of elementals and the elemental kingdom is to look after the nature kingdom. Elementals are earth spirits. They live among plants and animals. They are responsible for the therapeutic effects you feel when outdoors amongst nature, at the beach and sea, all lakes and rivers and parks and nature reserves, national parks and bushland. Elemental spirits possess supernatural powers and are usually invisible to humans living among the trees, rivers, plants, swamps, and mountains. They attach themselves to practically every natural thing. Earthly elements are metaphysical. They are the cause of earthquakes, floods, gales, thunderstorms, and wildfires. More importantly, earthly elements are responsible for creating, sustaining, and renewing life on Earth. There are known to be four types of elementals. Of course, that would be the earth, water, fire, and air. Earth elementals. The type of gnome most frequently seen is the brownie, or elf, a mischievous and grotesque little creature from 12 to 18 inches high, usually dressed in green or russet brown. Most of them appear as very aged, often with long white beards, and their figures are inclined to rotundity. They can be seen scampering out of holes in the stumps of trees, and sometimes they vanish by actually dissolving into the tree itself, more commonly known as dwarves or goblins. They are concerned with the products and treasures of the earth. Being of the earth, gnomes usually live in the soil, rocks, beneath the ground, and under tree roots. Gnomes will only help humans if they have been considerate of nature and treated well. They are very helpful to those who have established a connection with them through prior acts of kindness. When working with humans, gnomes are most helpful with healing the bones. The subgroups of earth gnomes consist of brownies, dryads, Duradalis earth spirits, elves, hamadryads, pans, pygmies, and satyrs. Water elements, the water spirits, are called undines. They closely resemble humans in appearance and size, except for those inhabiting smaller streams and ponds. They are said to be beautiful, emotional, graceful nature spirits who dress themselves in greenish-blue garb. It's very shimmering and has a watery texture. Their king is known as Nexca, who they love, of course, and serve and honor unconditionally. Since their purpose is to direct the flow and course of the waters of the planet, they live in coral caves, fountains, lakes, and marshlands, rivers, seas, waterfalls, and underneath lily pads. Besides caring for plants both above and below the surface of the water, the undines are concerned with the movements of water and how they relate to human emotions and soul responses. The undines are said to be friendly, approachable, and are very willing to work with people and help them. Etheric in nature, they exist within the water itself, and this is why they can't be seen with the normal physical eye. The water undines consist of luminades, mermaids, naiads, oceanid, oreads, potamids, and sea maids. Now the fire elementals. Salamanders have been seen in the shape of fiery balls or tongues of fire running over the fields or peering in houses. The salamanders are the spirits of fire. They keep us warm and work through the liver, bloodstream, and emotions. Without these beings, fire is said to not exist. You cannot light a match without a salamander being present. Air elementals. The sylphs are the air spirits. Their elements have the highest vibratory rate. They are said to live on the tops of mountains. The leader of the sylphs is a being called Queen Powell Dalma, who is said to dwell on the highest mountain of Earth. They often assume human form, but only for short periods of time, and they are said to be the most beautiful of all of the elementals. The sylphs can have a profound and powerful influence on the human mental body and thought, and they are responsible for being the primary culprit behind both inspirational art and inventions. And that is your basic lesson on elemental spirits. Take it as you will. I found it quite entertaining. A little silly at times, but it all depends on your belief system.
The Legends of Knockemstiff. There's a little stretch of road that will lead you to one of the weirdest named towns in the Midwest. It's located just west of Chillicothe, Ohio, and was featured in Randy McNutt's book, Ghosts. The appropriately titled novel from Donald Ray Pollock, Knockemstiff, and in more than one article. Knockemstiff is a true ghost town, There are no main streets, no side streets, no traffic lights. It has virtually been lost in time. It's located near a rural back road intersection. There's no longer a post office, no stores, not even the bar McNutt describes in his book. The people who have remained there to this day didn't move to Nakamstiff, Ohio. They moved to what they so delicately refer to as the country. So many people have asked the same question. How did Nakamstiff get its name? There are a few stories. The most common account is that there was a violent brawl in the town tavern. Another story pertains to a woman who asked her pastor how she could get her cheating husband to stay home. Nakamstiff, he replied. One can't help but wonder how something that someone said during a conversation would become the name of an entire village. There are several hauntings and paranormal occurrences that take place in the Nakamstiff area, throughout the woods and the backcountry roads. One of these paranormal hotspots is the infamous Devil's Leap. This local ghost story is said to have been located behind the old McComas property. The Leap is a series of cliffs that are haunted by the ghost of a person who committed suicide. They supposedly leapt from the top when they were haunted by the voice of the devil in their head. The legend says that you are supposed to be able to hear them scream as they are still falling. The other yarn is a haunted location called Foggy Moor. The creepiest story out of Nakamstiff is that of the permanently foggy dip in the road known as Foggy Moor. One night, a lady and her daughter were driving home and happened upon a man lying in the road on his side with one hand propping up his head, smoking a cigarette. Instead of getting up and moving, the guy simply floated away, still lying down in that same position. The other creepy location in Nakamstiff is known by the name Donald's Pond. It's not the pond that's haunted so much as the forgotten cemetery behind it, which dates to the early 1700s. Dozens of local reports pertaining to the weird occurrences that have poured out from this location, for example, ghost lights, Native American ghosts, a ghost wolf, UFO sightings, spirits and sprites in the wilderness, possible gnomes, ghouls, and other mythological happenings and entities. This is what is seen regularly and talked about by eyewitnesses and the local residents who live near the old cemetery behind Donald's Pond. The story of Lindy Sue is a very chilling tale. She is said to be the ghost of a beautiful girl who wanders the backwoods of Nakamstiff. The legend says that she was parked with her boyfriend, Clem Slaterson, in a buggy on a bridge over Paint Creek. Some versions of the story refer to the boyfriend as Jason Slatterson. The point of the story is that they were parked and enjoying the beautiful full moon. An eerie silence enveloped the area. Then, without warning, dogs all over the area started howling uncontrollably. No one knew exactly what happened after that, but her body was later found on the bridge. Lindy Sue had been strangled, and the horse was found a couple of days later by a search party, apparently dead from fright. The buggy had been smashed into a dozen pieces, and a huge red mark was on her neck. There it appeared to be teeth marks. However, or whatever killed her, drained her of all of her blood. Clem was never found. Lindy's ghost is said to haunt the area to this day, but Clem has never been heard from. Perhaps he had something to do with her death, or whatever killed Lindy destroyed Clem from all existence. Some locals say that if you park on that bridge at night, you'll hear Lindy Sue crying out in terror from whatever it was that took her life. There are stories of something that lives in the woods around Nakamstiff and scares the livestock and horses on a regular basis. Some owners have reported that their horses get so spooked by whatever it is that it will not even attempt to cross its path. It has also been said that this unseen evil would visit houses and wake up the homeowners by jumping up and down on the beds. There have been several UFO sightings reported that range from a wide variety of claims. Some say that there were lights in the sky that followed them for over 2 years and used their field as landing strips and left weird messages in the field and the crops. Other stories have been shared pertaining to triangular-shaped UFOs and bright balls of intense light that move beyond our earthly means, faster than what we're accustomed to, circular-shaped crafts, and even encounters with alien occupants from within a UFO. There have been stories of creatures that have invaded some homes and roamed the halls, turning the lights off and back on again. They allegedly mumble dark rants as they do this and appear as tiny red humanoids. One person relayed to me, in their own words, a creature growled and howled outside my window when my grandma had her stroke. My personal opinion is this: there are many mysteries within the woods of Knockemstiff, and there are many more completely weird yarns that have found their way to our local subculture. I have visited this area and have made several attempts to either prove the existence of these local tales or debunk them altogether. In my efforts, the results provide barely any evidence gathered at either site, and literally no one willing to speak with me about these legends. In other words, the ghost town of Knockemstiff remains true to its reputation. Whether these are merely just urban legends or simply folklore that holds some small level of validity, there is one shining truth to all of this. That truth is that every one of us, regardless of being rich or poor, we are all universally fascinated with the unexplained.
Unparalleled insider access. Get it all. Introducing the SiriusXM Platinum VIP plan. Our newest, most exclusive plan. Listen in two cars, plus stream anywhere with two app logins. Access a massive, exclusive library of live concert video and audio recordings through nugs.net. Have opportunities to experience live and virtual SiriusXM events, including VIP-only exclusives. Get all your questions answered by a dedicated VIP customer care team. Plus, get all the entertainment we've got. It's all included with your Platinum VIP subscription. Be a VIP. Call 844-711-8800 to learn more. Offer details apply. One login per activated vehicle. Not available in Canada.
Quarantining with a ghost, it's scary. For those who believe they're locked down with a spectral roommate, the pandemic has been less isolating than they bargained for. It started with the front door. Adrian Gomez lives with his partner in Los Angeles, where their first few days of sheltering in place for the coronavirus pandemic proved uneventful. They worked remotely, baked, took a 2-mile walk each morning, and refinished their porcelain kitchen sink. But then one night, the doorknob began to rattle, vigorously, so loud he could hear it from across the apartment. Yet no one was there. In mid-April, Mr. Gomez was in bed when a nearby window shade began shaking against the window frame so intensely, despite the fact that the window was closed. An adjacent window shade remained perfectly still. The cats were all accounted for, and no bug nor bird or any other small creature had gotten stuck in there. That Mr. Gomez thought at that point it was perhaps a small earthquake. I very seriously hid myself under the comforter like you see in horror movies because it really did freak me out a little, he said. Now, though, neither he nor his partner noticed any unexpected or unexplained activity at home before this, the couple can distinctly make out footsteps above their heads. No one lives above them. I'm a fairly rational person, said Mr. Gomez, who is 26 and works in IT support. I try to think, what are the reasonable, tangible things that could be causing this? But when I don't have those answers, I start to think maybe something else is going on. They are not alone, possibly in more ways than one. For those who experience the self-isolation, it involves what they believe to be a ghost. Their days are not just by Zoom meetings and punctuated under that or homeschooling, but by disembodied voices, shadowy figures, misbehaving electronics, invisible cats cozying up to them on the couch, caresses from hands that aren't there, and even in some cases, to borrow the technical parlance of Ghostbusters,
free-floating, full-torso, vaporous apparitions. Some of these people are beyond frightened, and of course, others say they just appreciate the company. There is no scientific evidence for the existence of ghosts, a fact that has little bearing on our collective enthusiasm for them. According to a 2019 YouGov survey, 45% of U.S. adults believe in ghosts. In 2009, the Pew Research Center found that 18% of Americans believe themselves to have seen or otherwise encountered. Before stay-at-home restrictions in New York, Patrick Hens, 42, left Manhattan with his husband and daughter to spend 6 weeks at an adorable cottage in western Massachusetts that they rented on an Airbnb. One night, Mr. Hens woke up around 3 a.m., the 3 a.m. time. We've been over this before. Thirsty for a glass of water, he said he walked into the kitchen and saw a white man in his 50s wearing a well-worn World War II-era military uniform and cap sitting at the table. It seemed perfectly normal in the split second before I realized, wait, what's happening? And I turned to look, but he was gone, said Mr. Hens, who is the host of the podcast True Crime Obsessed. It didn't feel menacing at all. It almost didn't even occur to me to tell my husband the next morning. If you were to accept the premise that ghosts are real, it stands to reason that some tension would naturally result once their flesh and blood roommates start spending much, much more time at home together.
Fantastic.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. Theufostore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the internet.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
That's terrific.
Hi, welcome back from the self-serving commercial break. Hopefully my sponsors are happy with that. Set sail on the ghostly journey of this interactive ghost tour taking place in the area's most haunted historic building. Led by a pirate guide, you'll get to load and fire a working cannon, as well as your own sword fighting lesson. This takes place in the historic waterfront district of Morehead City. All of the stories you will hear have been extensively researched and well documented, and the folklore and legends have been carefully preserved from generations of local storytellers. Returning guests will hear new stories as well as the research that uncovers the treasure of the past. And as enjoyable as it is entertaining, the Beaufort Ghost Walk is one of Beaufort's most popular attractions, and one that should not be missed. Now, this is a ghost tour I've been on several times myself and with my family. And things that we've encountered when we go back to the old burying ground, during the day even, ghostly whispers, the sounds of people talking when they're not there, the brush of a... I got sand in my nose. The brush of a ghostly hand on your shoulder, brushing against you, touching you while you're photographing or recording the grave sites. You know you're not alone. There are things bouncing around there that cannot be seen, but definitely should not be ignored. And I've been through in the evening myself, and we've taken some astonishing photographs of things that are not there physically, but show up metaphysically. And of course, you can email me anytime or check out my web presence on Facebook.
as well as YouTube and see videos and or images captured from the Beaufort Ghost Walk or the old burying ground. Now, if you would take a stroll over 300 years of haunted history in America's best small town, led by your pirate guide, travel the same streets that Blackbeard did 300 years ago. The Beaufort Ghost Walk is a guided walking tour throughout the historic district of Beaufort, North Carolina. Now, the town was founded in 1709, and Beaufort is the third oldest town in North Carolina and the 12th oldest town in North America. On this ghost walk, which actually takes place in Beaufort, and the one I mentioned before takes place in Morehead City, which is on the outskirts of Beaufort, you'll be entertained by the pirate guides as they bring history to life when they regale you in an enjoyable assortment of chilling stories, ghost ships, haunted houses, and interesting histories of the Beaufort area. In addition, you will hear about some of the amazing, unexplainable encounters experienced by both our guests and guides during ghost walks of the past. All of the stories you will hear have yet again been extensively researched and well documented. The folklore and the legends have been carefully preserved from generations of local storytellers. And returning guests on this same one will hear new stories as well as research as it uncovers the treasures of the past. As enjoyable as it is entertaining, the Beaufort Ghost Walk is one of the most popular attractions and is one that should not be missed. And this is something that I have been involved in since 1999. And I've been coming here for 23 years. And I've actually written a couple of stories pertaining to the area, ghost stories. One of which is about the old burying ground. But due to, licensing and issues of representation, I set the story in another location and took a lot of creative liberty. But this is a story that I wrote based on a story relayed to me about what happened in the old burying ground several years ago. I titled it Grave Encounters.
Is now playing one of the biggest podcasts of the week on the free iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting.
Celebs who have had actual ghost encounters. Don't try and tell these stars that ghosts don't exist because they've seen all the paranormal proof that they believe in. Kristen Stewart, in a 2019 chat with Vanity Fair, the actress opened up about her beliefs. "I talk to them," Stewart said, "of ghosts. If I'm in a weird small town making a movie and I'm in a strange apartment, I will literally be like, 'No, please, I cannot deal. Anyone else, but it cannot be me. Who knows what ghosts are, but there is an energy that I'm really sensitive to. So, not just with ghosts, but with people. People stay in rooms all the time." And then there's Helena Bonham Carter, as she prepared to take over Vanessa Kirby's portrayal of Princess Margaret for season 3 of The Crown. Bonham Carter sought approval straight from the late royal herself with the help of a psychic medium. "My main thing when you play someone who is real, you kind of want their blessing because you have a responsibility," Bonham Carter said at the Cheltenham Literature Festival, according to The Guardian. She said, apparently, she was glad it was me. She said, "You're better than the other actress that they were thinking of. They will not admit who it was. It was me and somebody else." The star continued, "That made me think maybe she is here, because that is a classic Margaret thing to say. She was really good at complimenting you and putting you down at the same time." Queen Elizabeth's ongoing younger sister also had a word of advice for the actress. Then she said, "Get the smoking right. I smoked in a very particular way. The cigarette holder was as much a weapon for the expression as it was for the smoking." Lily Collins, Phil Collins' daughter, the extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile star, believes she received some support from the ghosts, victims of Ted Bundy. While preparing to take on the role of the infamous serial killer's ex-girlfriend, Elizabeth Clopfier, she told The Guardian that she was woken up by flashes of images, like the aftermath of a struggle, every night at 3:05 while filming. I discovered at 3 a.m. is the time when the veil between the realms of are the thinnest and one can be visited, Collins told the outlet. I didn't feel scared. I felt supported. I felt like people were saying, we are here listening. We're here to support. Thank you for telling our story. Megan Mullally, the Will and Grace star, believes a house she and husband Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation once lived in was haunted by the spirit of Nicole Brown Simpson, the wife of former NFL star O.J. Simpson, who was murdered in 1994. It wasn't the same house, but it was on the same property where it had once stood, the house that O.J. Simpson had rented for Nicole Brown Simpson, Mullally said on Busy Tonight. We would have in that house, in the corner of the house, like maybe where the bedroom used to be in the old house, we would have all these sounds and weird things all the time. It would be like, that's Nicole, and she's pissed because Nick doesn't get it. Mutually, Mullally believes the spirit settled down after Offerman watched documentaries and the American Crime Story series about her murder. Ever since then, no more sounds. She said she just needed Nick to understand what had happened. Then there's Kendall Jenner. Wow, the Jenners and the Kardashians are always in the news for some reason. I do believe in ghosts. I don't know if I've ever seen one, but I've experienced some pretty ghosty situations, the model revealed in a Vogue video. According to her, the home of matriarch Kris Jenner is haunted by an otherworldly presence. In the house my mom lives in, Kylie and I would always hear footsteps on the roof while no one was home. She said, Kylie's shower used to turn on all the time, and we never knew why. So yeah, I'm convinced it was a ghost. Then there's Gigi Hadid. I've had a lot of unexplainable things and experiences with the supernatural, Hadid told Vogue. When we were kids, we lived in this really old house, and I was given the attic as my room. We used to hear this weird sound in the closet, and then we asked my dad, and he said, this old lady used to live in the house. Instead of getting freaked out, we would make friends with the spirit. We convinced ourselves, and we would talk to her. We'd be like, girl, we'll bring you some tea. Then there's Chloe Sevigny. Years ago, Sevigny and a boyfriend spent the night at the Massachusetts house where Lizzie Borden allegedly killed her father and stepmother with an axe in 1892. I kept hearing all these weird moaning sounds and groaning noises, but there wasn't anybody else in the house. It was terrifying. It was pretty early, and my then-boyfriend was like, I have to leave, she told Entertainment Weekly. The eerie experience inspired Sevigny to produce the star and star in the Lizzie Borden film in 2018 that reimagined the infamous crime. Dale Earnhardt Jr., this one's interesting, in an episode of Dale Earnhardt Jr. Download, his podcast, Earnhardt Jr. opened up about a strange encounter when the conversation shifted to ghosts and spirits. Earnhardt Jr. recounted, when I wrecked in the Corvette in 2004 in Sonoma, and it caught fire, somebody pulled me out of that car. And I thought that it was a corner worker because I felt somebody put their hands under my armpits and pull me out of the car, continued Earnhardt Jr. I didn't get out. I don't have any memory of myself climbing out of that car. And I remember sort of moving like in motion, like going to lean forward and try to climb out of the car, and then something grabbed me under the armpits and pulled me up over the door bars. And then let go of me, and I fell to the ground. And there's pictures of me laying on the ground next to the car. I know that when I got to the hospital, I was like, who pulled me out of the car? I got to say thanks to that person, because it was a hand. It was physically hands grabbing me. I felt it. And there was nobody there. He said, the moment, he said, would be probably the closest thing to a paranormal encounter that Earnhardt Jr. has experienced, if it's real, of course. Kate Hudson, while appearing on Chatty Man in 2014, Hudson revealed that she and her mom, Goldie Hawn, see dead people. It is not really seeing, it's feeling a spirit, she clarified. A fifth energy. I believe in energy. I believe our brains can manifest into visual things. She's got some good points there. The actress added that she once saw a ghost of a woman with no face and shared some tips for dealing with ghostly situations. When you see something, you are supposed to tell the energy what year it is and that they don't belong there, she said. Please hold for a word from our sponsor. Jessica Alba has claimed to have had a terrifying experience with an unseen force when she was a child. I had no idea what it was. I felt this pressure and I couldn't get up. I couldn't scream. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything, she recalled, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Next on my honey-do list is Lori Linley, or Linney. Initially a skeptic, the actress became a believer after meeting one of the famed ghosts of Broadway's Belasco Theater. It's absolutely haunted, she told James Corden of The Late Late Show, of her former workplace. I was not a believer, and I had been told about the ghosts at the Belasco. There was a mysterious death of a chorus girl at that theater. The legend is that final dress rehearsals, that's when the ghosts come out. I had forgotten this, and I was doing a play with Jane Alexander, and I turned to Jane Alexander, and I looked up to the upper balcony. There are two balconies there, and the upper balcony you can only get in from the outside, and those doors were locked. I looked up, and there was a woman standing in the front row, looking over with a blue dress and blonde hair. I thought, well, hello. I looked back at Jane and looked up, and she was gone. Claudia Schiffer. While giving Architectural Digest a tour of her Tudor mansion in England, the supermodel revealed her family shares the home with residents from beyond the grave. We had a medium go around, and she told us that actually all the ghosts in this house are lovely. No one needs to be scared. So we welcome all the ghosts, basically. According to Schiffer, the ghosts' haunting habits are creepy but pretty harmless. We hear creaking noises and strange things happen sometimes, like music comes out of nowhere. Emma Stone, during a 2014 appearance on the Late Night Show with David Letterman, Stone revealed that she had an ongoing beyond the grave interaction with her late grandfather. There's a long family history with quarters. My grandfather leaves quarters. It's him. It's absolutely him, she explained. Although Stone never met her grandfather, she insists that she simply knows he is the cause of phantom coins popping up from time to time. Ariana Grande, of course, the singer told Complex when asked if she believed in ghosts and aliens in 2013. She said, I had a ghost demonic experience, she continued. We were in Kansas City a few weeks ago. I can see her waving her ponytail back and forth while retelling the story. And we went to the haunted castle and were so excited. The next night, we wanted to go to Stoll Cemetery, which is known for one of the seven gates to hell on Earth. I felt sick. Yeah, I feel sick just retelling this story. I'm moving on. Miley Cyrus. This girl's been half-baked since birth. During an interview with Elle UK, Cyrus detailed her frightening experience with a haunted rental apartment in London. I kind of believe that based on the area that this is said to have happened. It was seriously so terrifying. I was having really crazy dreams and really scary things. And one night, my little sister, it sounds crazy to tell, but she was standing in the shower, and all of a sudden, I hear her scream. I ran in there, and the water had somehow flipped to hot, but it was still like the water had not changed. And then, other Disney stars, kid stars, such as Selena Gomez, the Hands to Myself singer confessed to her paranormal believer status during a 2015 visit to The Tonight Show. I believe in ghosts, so I have a ghost app. I believe that spirits can tap into technology. Why not, right? Allison Hannigan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and How I Met Your Mother said in 2013 to the San Francisco Gate that she shared her California home with an unexpected resident. "I have a ghost in my house. I saw him a couple of months ago. I don't think he died there because there's a law in Los Angeles that when you buy a house, if somebody died there, they have to disclose that information." Keanu Reeves. This I completely believe. Dude is like a spiritual being from another realm anyway. Reeves claims that he saw a ghost as a child living in New York City. "I'm probably like 6, 7 years old." Whoa. "We'd come from Australia. Renata, our nanny in the bedroom, my sister is asleep. She's sitting over there. I'm hanging out. There in the doorway, all of a sudden, this jacket comes waving through the doorway. This empty jacket. There's no body. There's no legs. It's just there. And then it disappears," he explained to Jimmy Kimmel Live. Demi Lovato. Lovato shared that her childhood home in Texas housed a ghost in 2013. She wrote for BuzzFeed, "My house in Texas is so ridiculously haunted, not by a bad spirit, but by a little girl. I think her name is Emily." And then George W. Bush's daughter, Jenna Bush Hager. The former first daughter believes that the White House, this I completely believe and subscribe to, is home to some mysterious spirits. "I heard a ghost," she claimed on The Tonight Show in 2009. "I was asleep there by the fireplace in my room, and all of a sudden I heard 1920s music coming out of it. I could feel it. I freaked out and ran into my sister's room. She was like, 'Please go back to sleep. This is ridiculous.'" And then I'm going to move on to Megan Fox. "Yeah, I believe in everything," she says. She told MTV News in 2014, going on to say that although she has never seen a ghost, she has heard them. "I was just in Mexico at my hotel, and it was a bedroom, living room, bedroom deal. I had a pre-ordered breakfast at 7:30, and at 7 a.m., I hear them coming with the table. And I'm like, I didn't want breakfast yet. I hear them pouring the coffee. 30 minutes later at 7:30, I went in there. There was no table, no coffee, no food, nothing. No one there. Then the doorbell rings. I open the door. It's room service with my food. Brandy the nanny comes out later and says, 'Why did room service come at 7 when we told them to come at 7:30? So you can't tell me I'm crazy because two people experienced it." Last but not least, my man, Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. While doing press for his 2009 movie, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, which was a loose retelling of a combination of A Christmas Carol meets It's a Wonderful Life, McConaughey shared that his Hollywood home was haunted by a spirit named Madame Bleu. "I was not even under the influence, and she was there. She wasn't that happy. It didn't seem like she was going to be much fun to hang around or have in my house. So I went ahead and stood my ground. I opened the door and said, 'You can move around all you want, but I'm not going anywhere.' For weeks, everyone that came to the house said the same thing. 'There's someone down in that hall. There's somebody down in that hall.' The actor went on to say that eventually she stopped getting visits. She stopped paying him visits. Madame Bleu and his guests fell in love with her former favorite room." Please hold for a word from our sponsor.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/good. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. HIMS makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to HIMS, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/good. That's forhims.com/good for your free online visit. forhims.com/good.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The history of ghost stories. Since ancient times, ghost stories, tales of spirits who return from the dead to haunt the places they left behind, have figured prominently in the folklore of many cultures around the world. A rich subset of these tales involve historical figures ranging from queens and politicians to writers and gangsters, many of whom died early, violent, or mysterious deaths. Well, you may ask, what is a ghost? The concept of a ghost, also known as a specter, is based on the ancient idea that a person's spirit exists separately from his or her body and may continue to exist after that person dies. Because of this idea, many societies began to use funeral rituals as a way of ensuring that the dead person's spirit would not return to haunt the living. Did you know that the notorious mobster Al Capone has reportedly appeared to disrespectful visitors at his funeral plot in an Illinois cemetery? Spectral banjo music has supposedly been heard coming from inside Capone's old cell at Alcatraz, where he was one of the first inmates. Places that are haunted are usually believed to be associated with some occurrences or emotion in the ghost's past. They are often a former home or a place where he or she died. Aside from actual ghostly apparitions, traditional signs of hauntings range from strange noises, lights, odors, or breezes to the displacement of objects, bells that ring spontaneously, or musical instruments that seem to play on their own. Early ghost sightings in the 1st century AD, the great Roman author, statesman Pliny the Younger recorded one of the first notable ghost stories in his letters, which became famous for their vivid account of life during the heyday of the Roman Empire. Pliny reported that the specter of an old man with a long beard rattling chains was haunting his house in Athens. The Greek writer Lucian and Pliny's fellow Roman Plautius also wrote memorable ghost stories. Centuries later, in A56 E.D., the first poltergeist, a ghost that causes physical disturbances such as loud noises or objects falling or being thrown around, was reported at a farmhouse in Germany. The poltergeist tormented the family living there by throwing stones and starting fires, among other things.
Available to order now, my first audiobook, Neil Parks Presents Truly Terrifying Tales, narrated by me. It's ready to order and download on Bandcamp.com. My other books, of course, are always available to order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com. You can also order t-shirts that I designed that I normally sell at conventions, festivals, lectures, and my book signings. I always have the 9-inch-tall 3D-printed Bigfoot silhouettes available. And last spring, my first children's book was released. It was written by my good friend and fellow author, R.L. Walker. I illustrated this book, and it was a major shift in gears for me, considering that my writing and art style has always been dark and scary. To order any of what I just mentioned, you can also go to my email, which is parksparanormal@gmail.com. That is parksparanormal@gmail.com. Standing by.
This story is called Woman on Fire, from my newest release, Haunted Enough? Terrifying Tales to Tell Your Friends. The old storage sheds along the tracks were abandoned shortly after the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad was built. It wasn't long before the poor residents of the area moved in. The sheds provided a shelter of sort, although the winter wind still pierced through every crevice,
Small fireplaces that were constructed did little to keep the cold at bay. A local woman named Jenny lived there alone in one of the smaller sheds. She had fallen on hard times, and with no family to protect her, she was forced to find work where she could and take whatever shelter was available to someone with no money. Jenny never had enough to eat, and during the winter, her tiny fire barely kept her going during the cold months. Jenny still kept her spirits up and appointed herself as a protector to those around her. She would help other folks when they got sick or needed food, sometimes going without food herself so that others could eat. One cold evening, Jenny sat shivering over her fire, drinking broth out of a wooden bowl, when a rough and rogue ember from the fire flew from that and lit her blankets on fire. Intent on filling her aching stomach, Jenny was so weak and tired that she didn't notice her flaming blankets until the fire had burned through the heavy wool of her coat and began to scorch her skin. Jumping up in terror, Jenny threw her broth over the licking flames, but the fluid did nothing to house the fire itself. In terror, Jenny fled from the shack and ran along the train tracks, screaming for help as the flames engulfed her body. The train station was not far from her, and instinctively, Jenny made a run for it. She was hoping to find someone, anyone to help her. Within moments, her body was a glowing inferno, and Jenny was overwhelmed with pain. Her screams grew more horrible as her steps slowed. She staggered blindly onto the tracks just west of the station. She had become a ball of fire that barely looked human. In her agony, she did not see the glowing lights of the train coming around the curve, or hear the screech of the brakes as the engineer spotted her fire-eaten figure and tried to stop. A moment later, her terrible screams broke off as the train mowed her down. Alerted by the whistle, the crew from the station came running as the engineer halted the train and ran back down the tracks towards poor Jenny, who was still burning and strewn about in many pieces. The men doused the fire and attempted to carry her away, but there was so much of her scattered that it could no longer be classified as a human body. There was no hope for her. She was destitute and dead, with nothing to leave behind and no one to claim her. A few days later, a few local people and the crew from the train station pitched in and were able to give her remains a pauper's funeral. Jenny was buried in an unmarked grave at the local churchyard. Within a few days, another poverty-stricken family had moved into her shack, and soon Jenny was forgotten. Forgotten, that is, until a year later, when a train rounding the same bend west of the station was confronted by a screaming ball of fire. It was too late to stop. The young engineer, who had only 1 week on the job, plowed over the glowing figure before he could bring the train to a screeching halt. Leaping from the engine, he ran back down the tracks to search for a mangled, burning body. But there was nothing there. Shaken, he brought his train into the station and reported the incident to the station master. After hearing his tale, the station master remembered Jenny and realized that her spirit had returned to haunt the tracks where she had met her fate. To this day, the phantom of Jenny still appears on the tracks on the anniversary of the day she died. Many engineers have rounded the curve just west of the station and found themselves face to face with the burning ghost of screaming Jenny as she makes her deadly run towards the Harper's Ferry station, seeking in vain for someone to save her.
Well, sadly, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the strange, the unusual, the virtually unheard of. Possibly you've heard some of it. Stories of ghosts, angels, demons, dark entities, elemental spirits, and a variation of generic ghosts. This was a great jam-packed episode of Paranormally Speaking, brought to you by me, Neil Parks, award-winning author, podcaster, illustrator, and screenwriter. I will see you next week for more of the horror that is Paranormally Speaking. Have a great weekend, and thank you.
Can't tell if this is true or